So there's an interesting article in today's Washington Examiner, which, by the way, if you are not familiar with the Washington Examiner, it's insufferably conservative. If you think of the word conservative and what that means and multiply it times three, then you have the Washington Examiner. And what's going on in this article is that Brad Palumbo, the author, is decrying the fact that within the Biden COVID relief plan that just was announced last week, the $1.9 trillion relief plan that he came out with, within that is a provision for a $15 minimum wage. And this author, Brad Palumbo, is going through and saying, basically sounding the alarm, saying, this is terrible. We can't allow this to happen. And I'll kind of lay out what he says argument-wise, which is just feeble and pathetic. But the most pathetic thing about it is that he doesn't even mention what the current minimum wage is. It's $7.25. Who in the hell writes an article decrying a minimum wage and doesn't even have an example of what it's being compared to? The reason why he doesn't do that is because it's so pathetically low. $7.25 an hour, nobody can survive on that. That's why he doesn't bring it up. That's why he doesn't mention it. Good work, Brad Palumbo. So what he's calling this is a Trojan horse. He claims that they're trying to sneak this into the relief package, this emergency relief COVID package, so nobody sees it. That's what his claim is. And he's calling this a job killer, but yet he just forgets and omits the fact that we've had two paycheck protection programs that have been released. We've got another one that's coming up here, another tranche of PPP that's going to be coming out. So there are things during this COVID situation to help mitigate, you know, the cost of something like this. But of course he admits that. He doesn't want to talk about anything that might bolster the argument that, yeah, this should actually be something that should be done, raising the minimum wage. And like I said, he fails to mention that it's currently $7.25 an hour, and it's literally been there since 2009. Take a look at this pick. There's some states that actually have a higher minimum wage, but for the most part, when you look over the swath of this country, it's $7.25. Who can survive on that? And the article takes great pride in calling a $15 minimum wage a job killer. That's what he calls it. It's a job killer. We can't allow this to happen. But yet doesn't even mention that it hasn't changed since 2009. He also points to this expansion of the minimum wage as a kind of expansion, in essence, of the welfare state, along with the unemployment and insurance benefits that Joe Biden wants to extend through September. He's calling this Biden's first step towards a Nordic-style welfare state that Democrats want to bring to our shores. A Nordic-style welfare state, Brad Palumbo. And to be accurate, folks, the Nordic-style countries he's referring to have more per capita billionaires. They have more per capita billionaires than the USA, and they have more robust social welfare programs to boot. How does that work? How can they have more billionaires per capita than the U.S. and have strong social welfare programs? Aren't they supposed to be diametrically opposed? How can you have strong social welfare programs and more billionaires per capita? These things are supposed to be, you know, at odds against each other, but that's not the reality, folks. Those two things can actually survive, and it's showing that a capitalistic economy can thrive with strong social welfare programs. So Kurt Anderson, who's the author of Evil Geniuses, he was on Morning Joe last week, and he brought this to my attention, basically, that you can thrive, you can have a capitalistic economy that thrives within an economy that has robust social welfare systems that provide things like health care and stronger safety net programs like food assistance and things like that. So they prove that it can work. You can have both of those things together. So it, in my view, it's almost a requirement for a strong, to have a really strong capitalistic society. It's necessary to have, on the other side of the spectrum, you need to have strong social welfare programs. And these Nordic-style countries are proof of that, that it can work, that the two can flourish. So the state of our minimum wage, folks, right now, as I mentioned, it's basically in tatters. The last time it was raised was in 2009. It was $6.55 back then. And At that point in 2009, of course, it went to $7.25. If it kept pace with inflation, it would be about $24 an hour today. Have a look at this chart. And that's coming from commondreams.org. And it's just a basic chart that shows you the minimum wage. If it kept pace with inflation, there's nothing else going on there. So $24 is where it would be today. So under Donald Trump's Republican administration that we've had over the past 4 years, he's done more for corporations than he's done for workers. I'm preaching to the choir when I say that, I know. And in reality, what they've allowed to happen is they've allowed the corporations to benefit from lower taxes that simultaneously are offering low wages to their employees. They offer low wages and low hours. So what they're doing is they're avoiding paying health benefits, and they're pushing people on to what few social programs we have, like food stamps. So these corporations have made a business policy of actually pushing people towards social programs, you know, where they have to go on maybe Medicaid, you know, if their income is low enough to get health insurance. Maybe they have to go to food stamps because they're not getting the hours that they need. So this has been sort of the environment that we've been existing in, you know, for quite some time here, with these, where the government has allowed these corporations to do that, pay low wages, low hours, force them onto social programs. It's got to end. And this is one way to do it, with a higher minimum wage. So that's been the great Republican accomplishment of the past 4 years in a nutshell, folks, just what I described, what these corporations are doing. And what's worse is that we've got a tax system that's rigged to favor the rich. And I've talked about this before. The current tax system is like a complicated minefield where you have to have high-powered tax attorneys to help you navigate through it. And if you can do that, then you can end up paying almost no taxes. But if you're the lower to middle class, you know, somewhere in that range, you just sit down and it's basically easy for you because you pay a set percentage. And when you get down to it, the percentage that the middle class is paying out of their income is far greater than what a lot of these one percenters are paying relative to their income. So we are bearing the burden. We may not be paying as much as they are in terms of taxes, but we're bearing the percentage brunt of those taxes. It's hitting us harder because we're paying more of our income in taxes than they are. And that's where it hurts. And when you've got a minefield of a tax system that benefits the rich, you get stuff like that. We've got Amazon.com, who after 2 years of zero taxes, finally paid $162 billion in taxes in 2019. And get this, folks, according to the Respected Institute of Tax and Economic Policy, they found that in a study that was done in April of 2019, that according to 2018 tax filings that these corporations have filed, they found that 60 of those companies in the Fortune 500 paid no taxes. So that's 2018 tax filings. 60 companies in the Fortune 500 paid zero taxes. That's abysmal. They found that another 56 of these companies paid an effective tax rate of between 0% and 5% on 2018 income. So it's endemic. This is what we've been existing with, and we've got to change this system. And it's time we change the agenda too, folks. And this $15 minimum wage is a step in the right direction. But just wait for the conservative media to just light up over this over the next week or so. They're going to just scream horror. How could you do this? You're going to kill America with that $15 minimum wage. So, folks, till next time, thanks for listening.